What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Unique Minute. I'm your host, Burton, and today we're finally done with Buckeye League Season 11. And I wanted to talk about some numbers. I wanted to talk about some things that stuck out to me that are interesting to think about as we move into the tournament side of Enemy of My Enemy format, Format 22. I thought it would be interesting to talk about what went right, what went wrong, and who ended up winning this league season. We'll start with me. On my side, I had 16 mains that I thought I could play and have a good time with, sorted from most likely to succeed in the format to least likely to succeed, and we'll talk about what I learned after the fact, right? So here we go. From the top to the bottom, I have Thor from Legacy, Venom, Lethal Protector, Sinister Six, Invisible Woman from Fantastic Battles, and Kate Pryde. I'm going to stop right there. That's my top five. I thought that any of these five mains would be a serious headache for the opponent. And if I were to get one of these mains for the league, I would have a good time and be pretty strong as far as against the field. That's my top. I actually, in some ways, I still think that one of these five mains will win the regional next weekend. 6-10 is Magneto, House of X, Human Torch, Fantastic Battles, Silver Surfer, Mr. Fantastic, Fractured Family, and Iron Man from the base box. These are my Swifty, get big, get really tall. The zombies would kind of fall to the wayside and you'd have to beat me in another way. I thought that I could play them if they flipped fast and they had a sound game plan, maybe a sound turn 6, 7, and 8, that I would be able to steal a win from the opponent. I ended up getting my pick 8. I got my pick 4 and pick 8, which is really interesting. I didn't think that Invisible Woman would get wheeled to me, but she did. Surfer, I don't think anyone else was on him. And as much as I loved playing him, he probably does need shock find cover or some form of defensive pump to be reasonable in a format. And number 10, Iron Man, I ended up trading for him. No one was really on him. But looking back, he needs help turns 2, 3, and 4 to fix his hand after he flips. 11 through 16, I have the Wizard at 11, Galactus from Frightful, Blade, Luke Cage, X-23, and Ultimate Spider-Man. These are my like last case ditch effort guys that want to prolong the game, don't want to necessarily just snap concede to the virus, and they could probably kick out if they're given the right tools. These guys are at the bottom of my most wanting to play because it's really a headache personally to try and play controly, stally, like game turns decks, like particularly Luke Cage and X-23 and Ultimate Spider-Man. They don't lose in a reasonable way. You have to like, it feels like they have to like run out of stuff. So like we're talking about 45 minute to hour long games, and I didn't want to put anybody through that. But I do think that there's something to be said about mains like that in the format. Blade, I thought would be interesting. If he is a zombie, that would be good. If the opponent was evil, their main character was evil, that would be good. But having played a few games with him outside of Buckeye, if the opponent's good, he needs 7 melee fights to flip. That's super unreasonable. When he flips, he's good. The stake is good. The healing's good. And he has good stats. But I don't... It's hard to stand up for that guy. I wish his XP con was like 4 or 5. 7's way too much. So those are my picks. Again, I ended up with pick 4, Invisible Woman. And pick 8, Silver Surfer. And you guys know that I would proceed to lose every round in Buckeye. go Burt, right? Knowing what I know now, in week 1, I learned to be proactive, have a proactive game plan, fight, deal the wounds, get them infected, and figure it out. Week 2, I learned to have defensive capabilities. You can't be in a format where combat is important because it's the difference between getting bit and taking extra wounds due to the virus and not, right? Those two were really important. And then weeks 3 and 4 was just a harping on consistency. You need to be able to do your deck's thing in the top 15 cards, regardless of what 15 cards you get. I learned that the hard way with Iron Man. He needs 3 power-ups, and I only had 8 in the top 15 in my game, right? If he had flipped, the game might have been a bit different, but we can't always have it our way. We need to be flexible. We need to be creative in how we're getting out of problems in formats like this. So those were my 3 takeaways from the league. And before I get out of here, I want to talk about people that actually did good. There was a 4-way tie between Patrick Lenihan, Let's Get Dangerous, Zombie Earl, Buckeye, Tyrion 21, a relatively newer player to the online Discord versus space, and Ace Clicker from Aces and Eights, Team Apex, it's Ralph Cole. And let's talk about what they were playing. Darkwing deck. Patrick Lenihan played mostly X23 this week, over the past 5 weeks, and he went X1. X23, of course, she just got a shot in the arm with relevant turns, 3 through 6, defensive pumps, healing. And she actually is one of the more likable, stally, controlly mains in the format. She heals all her wounds. She can fight turns 1, 2, and 3. And if she has to abandon ship, she can heal those wounds and get you. Zombie Earl, he played mostly Toad. Toad was a super duper solid main in House of X. He's being slept on. He's being slept on because there are just bigger, more flashy mains. But as an aggro, he's a 7-7. He needs 3 of 12 to put you to 3 wounds. He has good defensive pumps. He has real cards, turns 3 through 6. Solid pick. Good job, Earl. Tyrion 21 was on Banshee, another House of X main. This guy's floor is super duper high. Tons of defensive pumps. Iceman Hope. Tons of stuff he can be doing, turns 4 through 6. And he's a mutant. You see where I'm going with this? And then, Ace Clicker, Ralph Cole, Marvel Girl. He had a bunch of defensive pumps, real stuff to do, turns 3 through 6, Iceman Hope, and his main flips. And she does something real. She has plus 10D on defense. It's good. I can see definitely why these mains did well. Yeah. Good job to these guys. These guys figured it out, man. These were some real mains being picked, and they were all mutants. The top 4 of Buckeye 11 was mutants. X23, mostly. Toad, mostly. Banshee, mostly. And Marvel Girl. They're all mutants. Say no to mutants, y'all. Say no to mutants. You can't write better TV than this. You can't. It's right there. Why did I pick a mutant? What did I have in my list that was a mutant? Let's see. Let's go back and look. The mutant main I wanted to play the most in my 16 picks was White Suit Magneto, the Iron Man Magneto. Yeah, I mean, basically everyone had a mutant in their picks, right? That kid is so strong. I hope you recognize Wolverine on 3. That's like the best fighting 3 in the game right now. Sage, you have a 5-drop get out of jail for your guy is never too big, right? Silver Sam, Zorn. There's just a bunch of heaters on that team. And their defensive pumps are insane. Their defensive pumps are actually nuts. And they have so many that it feels bad that if you're not on the mutants, because no one else has a fine cover in the format. Like, Think Again, yeah, Super Senses, sure, but they have this and that. They have Defend the Weak. They have Uncanny Defense, which has looked the best it's ever looked in this format. Yeah, and I think I'm just wheeling around to the end here as to why it ended up being the way it was for me in the format. Yeah, but I think that's it as I continue to think about Enemy of My Enemy going into the tournament side next weekend. You commuters, you got 6 episodes now officially in 5 weeks. So I've been holding up my end of the bargain here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with me. We're going to keep the consistency train rolling after I take a break. I'm going to take a break. I need to pack my bags and get on the plane. But when I come home, not next week, but the week after, we'll talk about something. We'll either... You know what? I'm not even going to be a spoiled sport. We're going to talk about Enemy of My Enemy when I get home. I really can only do better than X4 or O4, right? I can only do better than that. And if I apply the skills that I've learned, if I apply what has been taught to me these past 5 weeks, I will do better than O4, right? Maybe I'll just join the mutant cause and just play a mutant. And just and just Iceman hope people to death. we'll see about that. In the meantime, I'm your host, Bruce Minute. Peace.